It's season 6, episode what? We're at episode 9, dude. Episode 9 already.
Yeah, almost double digits.
And we're not even 3 races in. Well, we will be this weekend because we're back in the land down under in Australia with my boy P Money. It's F Knowles. What's up, dude?
Man, it feels like it's been a long time since the last race. I'm ready for some action again.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of action.
Yeah, I've said that before.
Yeah. Set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had to say before you did, but yeah. I could see that smile.
I could totally see you being like, oh, fuck, he's going to get me on this one.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pushan's ready to get some action this weekend, as we all are. And yeah, we're going back to Australia. I got to tell you, though, I was making the notes for this episode and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? I mean, there's obviously stuff to talk about, but I just was thinking about this conversation I had with my brother this weekend who was visiting. He's just like, I had to turn off the Saudi Grand Prix. Like I was just so frustrated with the lead that Max had built up. I was just like, what's the point? I'm not that far gone yet, but I do feel his pain and his frustration. And I think a lot of people are feeling that right now going into the Oz Grand Prix, but
different type of track. We've had different tracks to start off, and this is kind of like a semi street track. So there's always hope, people. There could be crazy safety cars like last year and spice things up. And maybe Max will finally not finish on that top step, but
I don't know, man. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, the other thing too is, you know, there's been chatter since we left Saudi about Max actually leaving Red Bull. Apparently there's a clause in his contract that would allow him to do so. We know how rumors go in Formula One. If there's a rumor, there's probably some truth to it.
There's probably some backdoor meetings. Something's going on. Yeah. Well, apparently Yas is still, he's still having an affair with whoever Horner was texting. So
good for you, Yas. Yeah. It sounds like Yas is a problem.
Sounds like Yas is really making the best out of this whole his son's in F1 situation.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, it sounds like he's ready to get some action. maybe he's already getting some.
Yeah, and maybe he needs more because maybe he doesn't share, just like his son. So we see where that's from.
Share? I've never really heard of sharing when it comes to romantic relationships, but you know, weird things have happened.
Yeah, no, I was referring to sharing as it, well, we know that Max doesn't share wins, so we see where he gets that from. That's the whole.
Well, I'm going to roll the intro. We've got a few things to talk about before we get into the race, but let's do that.
Roll it.
It's James.
Stay out. I am stupid.
Bring back the fucking V12s.
You're too old to have driven here, really. Shame you wasn't fast enough to get to Formula One.
All the time you have done even place.
Fuck them all.
More ladies in the paddock. There's too many dudes in the paddock.
We've got a lot to talk about. Not really. I'm truly baffled. I'm like, are we just going into another race for weekend where Max wins as it wins pole, wins a race? But before we get into that, there's some interesting things off track. McLaren actually came out and said that they were worried about Oscar Piastri's schedule.
They got to shelter their local drivers when it's a home race, because we saw with Danny Ric on a few occasions where he just got way too excited about being back home and wasn't able to focus as much. So yeah, Piastri is probably, it's probably the first time that people actually, he's become a household name now. So
yeah, I mean, he's legitimately a Melbourne local. He grew up not too far from the track that where they'll be racing this weekend, but yeah, makes a lot of sense. I wonder how they're going to be able to do that, because it sounds like, I mean, funny enough, though, I don't know if you noticed this, but or saw this, but they included Valtteri in all the Grand Prix press and like all the marketing materials.
Honorary Aussie, right?
I mean, he's barely, dude.
He's got the mullet. He's got, you know, he likes coffee. He's got a roastery. I mean, he's pretty much more Aussie than Piastri at this point.
Wow.
Kidding, wow. Obviously, but he loves. I mean, his girlfriend's Oz, right? She's from there, and
I thought she was English.
No, she's from Australia. I think that's why he's become like he's putting in a big push in that Australian market. Like, I think Valtteri is a superstar over there. Like, they love him.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Tiffany Cromwell is Aussie. Oz? Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, she is. Okay. I thought she was English for some reason. Anyway,
that's for the wag segment of the episode here. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, it's funny though. It's like, is that all that is required to become an honorary Oz is like to bleach your hair and then give like a very like short cut mullet.
Yeah. Mullet check, coffee lover check. And, yeah, I guess that's enough. Valtteri.
Yeah, but another quick thing. Apparently, Pierre Gasly is now the co-owner of a French football team, FC Versailles in France's third tier. So, yeah. good on you, Pierre. I wish you well in that journey.
Whitest town ever. It's like a bunch of like upper middle class people. Yeah, good luck. I mean, I hope you didn't put too much money in there.
I mean, let's face it, the French leagues are farmer teams for the rest of Europe. But
and so is the French F1 team right now.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a second. Interestingly, James Vowles came out this week. And this past weekend said that the current regulations aren't a problem for the sport. And it was in response to drivers saying that what was supposed to happen with this new aero package was that it was supposed to make it easier to follow and then overtake. That doesn't seem, it seems to be the case in some situations, but Vowles basically was like, I don't think the regulations have failed.
Yeah, I see where he's coming from, because when you look at the field, it's way tighter than it used to be. It used to have like 2 or 3 seconds difference per lap in quali. And now you see how tight it is to get into Q2, even then Q3. I see where it's coming from. It's just that one team has done such a good job and so much better than everyone else. But yeah, I can understand where he's coming from. And also the cost cap helps teams like his get back closer to the mid pack and then ultimately maybe fight one day. So I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can see where he's coming from. I think, and again, going back to the same conversation I was having with my brother this weekend, you know, as F1 fans, while it's interesting to watch what's happening in the midfield, you know, as race fans in general, like as fans of motorsport, you're watching to see who's competing for the top, right? Because at the end of the day, race wins matter more than anything else. And that's not what we're getting. I don't know.
I see. I mean, I understand your frustration, but I do love to see what's going on behind with Ferrari. Ferrari is getting closer race by race, and McLaren, Mercedes, Aston Martin, it's going to be interesting to see how they develop this year. So I'm not going to say they're going to fight for the title, but it's not all lost yet. So please keep following us on social media and listening to our podcast.
Shameless plug. Guys, trust me, it's worth watching and listening to us.
The sport week is beautiful. This is why we talk about it so much.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Start crying about it. Well, you know, let's get into the race a little bit. What do we have to look forward to this weekend?
So we're coming back to Melbourne. Melbourne, first of all, is one of those tracks where the crowd is just a lot of fun. I feel like drivers love the track. So just being there for me is exciting. It's become one of those old school tracks. It's been around since 96. And it's like a half city track. And they've made a lot of modifications recently to make it wider, so more passing. So I'm excited to go there. Resurfacing as well. And we've got a few Aussies in the mix. Danny Rick, let's not forget.
Yep.
Yes, Max has the best car, but behind him, we got Carlos Sainz coming back from appendicitis, and we know he's got a point to prove. he's got a race seat to secure for next year, and we got people battling for the podium, let's say, and who knows, with a safety car, someone could sneak in a win. That's all I got to say. It's possible here.
It's definitely possible. I mean, yes, we've got the smooth operator who will be coming back. I think after, and to your point, like Ferrari is demonstrating that they are the second best team on the grid. I think they've done that consistently. Obviously, with Oliver Bearman coming in to replace Carlos, it was a little bit of a disadvantage, but obviously the dude
crushed it.
Yeah. Picked up the bag of rocks and just crushed it. I don't know what that was.
Yeah. Apparently he did that. So
yeah.
Keep doing that.
You know what I mean? What I do when I crush things, I pick up bags of rocks.
Cause I'm a man. Yeah,
exactly. Cause I'm a man.
And the tears are back.
Yeah. There you go. Carlitos is back. This will be interesting when we get to predictions. Cause I've got a wild card that I might play, depending on where you go, but I think Ferrari this weekend has a really good shot of maximizing points. Okay. And what I mean by that is, yeah. Well, we'll talk.
Oh, a little teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser.
I see.
If I were a Ferrari fan, because I'm not yet, because Lewis isn't there.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'll ever really be a Ferrari fan, but I'll be rooting for them. Let's put it that way.
Good enough.
Yeah. What you guys don't know is that Bouchon texts me afterwards and says that we'll never be friends if I'm not a Ferrari fan next year.
That's right.
And I don't care. Just kidding, dude. I do care. I totally care. How do you feel about Ferrari this weekend, realistically?
Honestly, this is one of those tracks that's atypical.
Yeah.
No, I've said that before, but it really is. It's not necessarily the best car that does well here. You can easily get caught out in qualifying here. Yellow flags or red flags. And if you qualify out of order, it's not the easiest track to make your way back up. Unless you got a Red Bull. But even then, I wouldn't say it's a Monaco, but it's not as easy as a Saudi per se, that where you have all these DRS zones and super fast corners to close up. So I'm feeling good. I feel that Ferrari's doing well. They did well the first two races, and I think Carlos will be back, and he'll be back on pace immediately. I'm not worried about that. And I think Leclerc is on an upward trend as well, especially in quali. So if he can qualify front row or maybe P3, if Checo is on it this weekend, he can do something. He can, you know, if there's a safety car, if Red Bull fumbles, he could sneak in a really good result. And I think Carlos will be not too far behind. And who knows? Carlos could even be in front. So yeah, I think Ferrari can do really well this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I think, I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do on track. Behind them though, we've got this kind of battle for who's really the third best team between Merck, McLaren, and Aston Martin. You know, we talked about it on the last episode, but it's like what Mercedes team is going to show up week in and week out. It's kind of been like that. It was like that last year, starting to feel like it's the same thing all over again this year. And I think it plays into McLaren and Aston Martin's hands completely.
Yeah. Aston Martin and McLaren showed a lot of ways where Mercedes could actually improve. They're faster in different ways and different areas. They're doing better in other areas, right? So Mercedes still has a lot to do. Apparently Mercedes is not doing well in fast corners, and they're doing much better in slower corners than last year. And overall, they're a faster car, but at the expense of higher speed corners, which, you know, is, if you're losing out there, you can't fight really. So honestly, they say they have a few updates, but so do all the teams here coming in, a few tweaks. So interesting, because Russell has done really well here the last few years. Hamilton, I'm not sure. Like, I don't remember Hamilton really being an Oz specialist. Last time he won was 2015. It's been a minute, but
An odd specialist. That's funny.
Yeah, that's weird. That's the first time I said that.
I specialize in Australia.
Yeah.
That's Valtteri Bottas' job.
Yeah. Valtteri even beat him to pole, I remember, one year and won. He won in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Russell does really well here. It's interesting. So, Hamilton did well last year, though. So, who knows? Yeah. Merck is a hard team to predict because I'm going to go ahead and say, like, oh, they're going to be struggling, finish P5 or even like further down, and they might pull a podium. So yeah. you never know if they hit the ground running, you know, they could have a good weekend.
Well, speaking of podiums, I feel like McLaren is poised for a big weekend. Obviously, yeah. Oscar being the driver who's at, or the home driver. What do you call it? He's a homeboy.
He's a homeboy. He's a homie.
He's the homeboy.
Yeah. It's his home track.
Home track. Thank you.
I'll just say it like that. And yeah. You know, they always say, they, as in the F1 pundits, say that when you're racing in your home track, it gives you a couple of tenths, which is bullshit, but it does give you motivation. So I'm interested to see if Piastri is the faster of the McLaren drivers this weekend, because it is a tight battle between those two.
Tell that to Danny Rick's front wing from Australia a few years ago when he was at Renault.
Ouch.
Yeah, gave him a few tenths and then he was out of the race.
His race is over.
Yeah, the race was over. It was a little too many tenths.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, too many tenths. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious because I'm a bullish on Ferrari, but I'm also bullish on McLaren. I don't see Aston Martin having a strong weekend this weekend for some reason. I don't know why. I just feel it.
Yeah, you're not feeling it. What if Stroll just pulls something out of the bag? Holy shit, that'd be amazing.
I mean, it would be. He kind of needs to after his little whining session on the radio.
Oh man,
from 2 weeks ago. But I'm bullish on Ferrari and McLaren. I really don't. I don't know. I'm a little I'm confused on Merck. You know, and there's not much more as far as like teams that I'm really going to be keeping my eye on, but other than Alpine, who this week have basically acknowledged that they're the slowest car on the grid.
Yeah. I think they've said it since like testing, but yeah, now there's so many people leaving that team now. They're acknowledging they have to really switch it up again, which I don't know what to say, because it's not going to be a good weekend for them. I think not enough time has gone. I don't think they've gathered enough data, but give them until a summer break and we'll see what's going on there. But obviously not where they want to be with their ambitions every year, wanting to be P4. I think they might be fighting with the Haas and Williams this year.
Yikes.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just remember what Laurent Rossi said a few years back and thinking they were going to be at the top of the grid. I'm going to be keeping my eye on Alpine, if only because I feel bad for them. And, you know, who knows? What if they end up finishing in the points?
You never know. Last year is where they took each other out. Remember Gasly and Ocon at the restart after the red flag. And I think, as I said, it's one of those tracks where you could sneak in a result. So maybe it could kind of hide some of their weaknesses and they can pull in a point. That would be like a victory to them right now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That says a lot.
I'm also looking forward to seeing what Williams can do here. It's on a different track. This is where Alex Albon a few years ago did a 57 lap stint. Like he pitted in the end of lap one and ended up getting points that day. So I'm not saying he's going to fight for like bigger points, but I think he could be in there for the fights with the lower points position, which would be great for him and Williams.
Yeah. I mean, he was saying that they're not extracting anywhere near what they can from the car, since Saudi. So yeah, interesting to see what Williams could do. You know, if they're beating Alpine, I think it's a sign of the times. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think Williams can beat a few teams this year.
Yeah. No, they're definitely on the rise. They're not where they were a few seasons ago where they were just bottom, absolutely just bottom barrel, bottom feeding.
Damn,
they were bad, dude. They were terrible.
They were bad, yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah, they weren't they were really bad. But
I think this year there's gonna be an interesting fight for P6 right now, which is Haas, Williams, Sauber, Alpine, And
that's what we want to be.
Carb, Visa Cash App.
Yeah, Visa Cash App. No, that it is interesting. Like there is definitely with the, you know, Red Bull really, as we've acknowledged, like has gotten this car so right. But there is this very serious battle for the rest of the positions throughout the grid. So
there it is, Knowles. You're getting excited again. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
The closer we get to race day, that, you know. We're in this. Yeah. And Danny Rick said he's, you know, he's been pushing on the engineers back at the factory because I think he came out and said, listen, the first two races didn't go as well as I wanted them to go. They didn't go to plan, but let's just say my season starts here. So let's keep an eye on that. Yeah.
All right, dude. My season starts in Australia where I'm from.
I like that. I like that energy. It means he's still motivated. And I'm going to keep a close eye on that.
The first two races were practice.
Yeah, a little practice, you know. Yuki versus Danny Rick, because as we saw, it got a little spicy there. So both of them are going to want to beat their teammates. So
true. Well, we've got predictions for our grandstand championship. And with a 17-point lead, ouch. I go second this week.
Oh, dude.
You go first, my friend.
All right. So I think Leclerc is going to pull a lap out of the bag and get pole position.
Wow.
I've already tried that once this year. Didn't really work out for me. Unfortunately, I do think that Max will win. Leclerc will have a strong result, though, and finish P2. Checo will bring it in P3 to close out a pretty good weekend for Red Bull. Sainz will be there in P4. Nice drive from him coming back from appendicitis. And then I'm calling a little Hamilton in P5. I think it's time he scores a result, quote unquote.
Time.
Yeah. It's kind of weird to say that that's a good result for Hamilton these days, but that's where we are. And the Gromo, we got potentials for Gromo here.
Big time.
You know what? I'm going to go for Russell again. I'm throwing the dice.
George.
It's purely a numbers game. George is really good at this track. Does not deserve that from me, but hey.
All right. Well, I'm not convinced that anyone can unseat Max at the moment. So I'm going Max on pole and Max P1.
Oh, I thought you were all about the Ferrari hype train this weekend.
Well, this is where that happens. Oh, so I'm P2? Going Charles P2 and Carlos P3.
Ooh.
Checo P4.
Ooh, bad weekend for Checo then.
And I'm going to follow you with Ham in P5. None of us went and backed the McLarens, which is interesting.
I hesitated between Hamilton and Piastri. I think that's going to be a close battle between the Mercs and the McLarens this weekend.
And for my Gromo, it pains me to do this. But I think this might be for the first time in grandstand history. I'm going DR3. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I'm sorry, Danny Rick. But like you said, it's also a numbers game.
Yeah. First, you give him shit for starting a season at his home track, and now you throw him
under
the
bus. There's two races that already happened.
Oh, damn, man. Dude.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I just normally go with a Yuki situation here, but I think it might be Danny.
Yuki could have his like anger issues could come back and haunt him, and he might put it in the wall. So none of us have gotten put him yet this year. So yeah. Okay. Wow. Interesting. Although I feel like you covered me pretty well there. Well done.
Yeah.
It's already getting strategic. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, yeah. I got to win this year. Like
you're on a mission. Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't, we might need to just stop doing this altogether.
Or you need to change the regulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you need to find someone else. I quit. No. Oh man. Well, we're back in the land down under. We've got two Aussies in the race. We could have some excitement this weekend, kind of always hoping for someone to just go into Max at the beginning of a race, the first turn, just to get things exciting. But I don't know, man. We shall see. In the meantime, be sure to follow us on the socials at the Grandstand F1. And if you're not already, give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are distributed. And for my boy P Money, it's F Knowles. We'll see you after Australia, mate.